It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Today offers further proof that the soul of America is vibrant, the future of America is bright, and the promise of America is real and just beginning.
President Joe Biden taking a victory lap Tuesday afternoon after returning to the White House from his vacation in South Carolina to sign the Inflation Reduction Act into law. Even the nation's 44th president, Barack Obama, weighed in on Twitter.
A bill that former President Obama is calling a, quote, BFD, which is a nod to then Vice President Biden's unforgettable hot mic moment during the 2010 signing of the Affordable Care Act. So the bill that Biden signed earlier will extend Obamacare subsidies for another 3 years. It will allow Medicare to negotiate some prescription drug prices for the first time. It will cut greenhouse gas emissions and institute a 15% minimum corporate tax. This is a big political victory for Biden, and he is seizing the moment.
We'll be watching to see how this may affect Biden's flailing polling numbers. Tuesday was also primary day in Wyoming and Alaska, and as expected, voters in Wyoming ousted Liz Cheney from her role as that state's one and only House representative.
Our republic relies upon the goodwill of all candidates for office to accept honorably the outcome of elections. And tonight, Harriet Hegeman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
As expected, Liz Cheney was trounced by Harriet Hegeman in the Wyoming Republican primary, 66-29%. That's a 37-point loss for Cheney, who won just two counties in the state, most notably Teton County, home to the liberal enclave of Jackson Hole. Cheney is the eighth of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump to now exit the House of Representatives. In Alaska, Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced to the general election along with her Donald Trump-endorsed challenger, Republican Kelly Chewbacca. As of Wednesday morning, Murkowski was in the lead with 43% of the vote in the open primary, Chewbacca right behind with 41%. This after 60% of the votes have been counted. The top four finishers in Tuesday's primary will face off in November's general election, where ranked choice voting will be used. This is seen as an advantage for Murkowski, who has some appeal to both Democrats and independents. There's also a special election happening in Alaska to fill the seat of the late Representative Don Young. That race still too early to call, but Democrat Mary Peltola is currently in the lead with 38%, followed by former Republican Governor Sarah Palin with 32% and Republican Nick Begich with 29%. But because they use ranked choice voting, we won't know the final results of the three-way race until the end of August. But those same three candidates, Peltola, Palin, and Begich, also advanced to the general election for the next Congress. Peltola again led the way with 35%, Palin in second place with 32%, and Begich with 27%. We don't yet know who the fourth candidate who will advance to the general election in November is. There were 22 candidates vying for those four spots in Tuesday's primary. And next Tuesday, August 23rd, it's all about Florida, Florida, Florida. Oh, and New York, too. That's the rescheduled date for New York's congressional primaries. Stay tuned. In other news, the White House says a new type of COVID-19 vaccine specially designed to protect against the Omicron BA4 and BA5 subvariants will be available next month. And on a related note, First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. She's remaining at a friend's home where they were vacationing in South Carolina and won't return to the White House until she has two consecutive negative tests. Here's some good news for us older people. Hearing aids will get cheaper and maybe even better due to a long-awaited rule change announced by the FDA on Tuesday. So instead of having to get a prescription, visiting a hearing health professional, and having a custom fitting, people with mild to moderate hearing loss will be able to buy hearing aids directly from a store or online over the counter. This will make hearing aids much more widely available across the country. About a quarter of people aged 65 to 74 have hearing loss. That goes up to 50% at around age 75, but only about 16% of the people with hearing loss use hearing aids. The FDA estimates people could see over-the-counter hearing aids on the market as early as October. And finally, where's the water? The federal government is now implementing new mandatory water cuts for the Southwest U.S. due to an extraordinary drought that's drying up the Colorado River and draining the nation's largest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell. The federal government announcing Tuesday that the Colorado River will operate in a Tier 2 shortage condition for the first time beginning in January. This means Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will have to reduce their Colorado River use beginning in January, or the federal government may step in and take control of the state's water management plans. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.